possible nomination for the Ted Stevens Intertube page of the week is this website called SuperNet.
SuperNet.
SUPANET.com.
Right.
Which, in their men's room, MENS underscore room, has a list of lists.
It's fun, too.
And there's hundreds of them. I can't believe how many lists there are.
Yeah, just stuff to talk about for people like us.
I know that College Boy is fascinated with the whole concept of lists, and he's into why they have, like, some people do lists of seven or lists of eight.
Yeah.
You know, which I told him really what it is. It's a list of five that you can argue about three.
I like it. Yeah.
Or a list of 13 is a list of 10 that you can argue about three.
Yeah, I like it. We should do that. But unfortunately, these lists are based on the fact that we have 10 digits on our hands.
So this top 10, the top 10 inventions of all times. Now, neither one of us has looked at the whole list. We're going to do this live as we do it.
Right, so...
Okay, so...
Number 10.
So we'll just go with it. Number 10 is the television. That makes
sense. Yeah, I think you got to have the television on the list. Look at what it's done to revolutionize society, even though it's outdated in some regards for communication now.
Right, but it's still a major form of entertainment. Yep. Number 9 is the printing press.
Again,
I mean, we couldn't do anything without the printing
press,
right?
In terms of revolutionary communication devices, the printing press probably should be higher on the list.
That was my first thought, that it should have been higher on the list, because without it, we never would have gotten as far as we have gotten.
The only thing more important than the printing press in the history of communication is monks.
Right, who wrote the books by hand for a long time.
All right, number 8 is?
Number 8 is the laser.
The laser. Yeah, you know, I have a feeling that in the future this is going to be even more important.
I mean, they talk about it being able to cut, to heat, to measure. I mean, you know, people talk about it as a form of communication maybe one day.
I can never remember the term I want when I want this. We use glass wires now, don't we? Fiber optics?
Right.
Using lasers or is that using light waves or is there a difference?
I think that that's probably a little bit different, but it's got to be close.
What scientists we are.
You know? Right. Well, neither one of us is exactly
a rocket scientist.
A rocket scientist.
All right. Number 7.
So we'll keep lasers okay for the list. Number 7 is the car, the motor car.
An absolutely revolutionary device. The only thing about the car is it had to be invented, don't you think?
Well, unless you wanted to still be riding around horses, yeah.
Sooner or later, somebody was going to say, I can make this thing go without the horse. But, yeah, I mean, I've always kind of held a special place in my heart for Henry Ford. And I know he didn't invent the car, although I used to think he did. But,
Well, like Abner Doubleday invented baseball.
I don't like him so much, though.
All right, number 6, the internet.
Well...
Ted Stevens would be proud.
That's great. Yeah, this being the Ted Stevens segment of our show, absolutely.
I agree.
Oh, do you think it should be number 1?
No, but I think it could stand to be a little bit higher.
Yeah,
than
well, I
six.
Do. I do. I think we're not aware because we're in the midst of the revolution. Quite how, I mean, we know, you and I know that it's revolutionary, but I have a feeling, I mean, it's only just started. Who knows?
Right. Sure. Well, that might be of interest to figure that part out. You know, I mean, like for example, when the car was invented versus when it became really popular, the number of years. Whereas the internet, it seemed like
if you look back through these, there's an acceleration of technology and an acceleration of acceptance. The printing press was looked at with great skepticism and only available to the highest levels of society for a long time. You know, people were afraid to let poor people and middle class people.
Well, they didn't want them to have books.
Right, they didn't want them in on the knowledge.
On the knowledge, because knowledge was power and authority and stuff. Sure.
And we were talking about this at work today. What is the impact of Google? You always have the answer at your fingertips. I agree with you. This should be higher. I'm inclined to think this should be number one.
Well, let's see what the rest of them are
let's
and
see
if anything could dethrone it.
All
number
right.
five is the airplane.
Yep, that was
again.
Good.
That's a strong one.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Certainly, travel has made the world smaller.
Well,
but then again, so is the internet.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, before the internet, there was travel. There was air travel.
Right. I don't know that it's important to put them in chronological order because they sort of come out when they come out. I mean, the printing press, I still say, was a huge invention, even though it's obviously not technologically as amazing as an airplane.
Well, the next one's going to stir some discussion.
All right. Telling the truth, I'm finished with lies.